Good morning. French political journalist Eric Zemmour is at the center of a political storm sweeping through France following his persisting warning that the country is heading for a civil war if it cannot contain the threat posed by Islam to its Christian heritage. Zemmour, who's the author of an explosive new book, suggested in a newspaper article that a massive expulsion of Muslims from France is a possibility. Bruno Jambard is Director General of the French polling institute Opinion Way and joins us now from downtown Paris. Mr. Jambard, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you start by sharing with us what you make of the fury sparked by Eric Zemmour's crusade for the redefinition of French national identity?
Well, someone who's defending the idea that the country is forgetting its past and where it comes from. Zemmour is talking a lot in the media, who's getting a large audience when he's coming on television. I would say that there is a feeling that there is more interest for the media to discuss Zemmour's book and theory than in French public opinion. A lot of people don't discuss about Zemmour and theories and don't know a lot about Zemmour.
His new book, French Suicide, promoting a 3D thesis that France is heading to deconstruction, derision, and destruction. It's already a bestseller with more than 400,000 copies sold so far. Is this evidence that the vast majority of the French people subscribe to his spurious philosophy?
I think it shows that there is a part of the country which thinks that they are really having interrogation about the way France is changing and they are afraid about the future. These people have a sense of interest in what was called in France âge d'or, this imaginary period where France was better than it is now, this idea that the past was better than the actual situation.
When you look at this interview he granted to the Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera, he said that while deportation of France's Muslims might be unthinkable, it remains well within the realms of possibility. Do you find similarities in Zemmour's preachings to Renaud Camus' writings about le grand remplacement, the great replacement theory? Camus was ostracized from the French Literary Society after he warned that if there is a new population in France, we will no longer have our own identity.
Well, there are some similarities between them because it's the same idea that massive immigration would be a very difficult issue and a great danger for France. And obviously when they are talking about immigration, they are not talking about European immigration, but about people coming from Muslim countries or Black African countries.
There are real dangers that this debate could go overboard, with social media buzzing about Zemmour's writings and some critics posting comments on Twitter like, why don't you just start digging the remains of Muslims out and prepare them for deportation?
Yes, it's true, but I would say that when you look at Zemmour on television, he's not going in the most important shows. He's never been on TV news at night, which are much more larger and broader. If you go inside the country, in a lot of places, people are not discussing about Zemmour. They are discussing concrete things, unemployment, purchasing power, but not about Zemmour's theory or Renaud Camus' theory.
So you don't buy the idea from some circles for a ban of Zemmour's conferences?
No, I think it shows that there is a part of the society which is very conservative. What is new is the fact that this conservative trend is expressing in the media much more louder than before. And people like Zemmour are people who are able to represent them. But it's only a part of the society. And there's also a lot of people who are not convinced by this kind of theory.
There's a new magazine called Causeur, which has been created to disseminate the views of the neo-reactionaries such as Zemmour in growing numbers in France at this moment. Does the appearance of Le Causeur mean that there is a higher demand for that kind of debate in the press?
Well, I think that it shows that conservatives, as people in the country, have the thing that they are not really represented in the traditional media. This emergence is the consequence of that. They want to find new media that are able to talk also about issues that are important for them. And it means also that conservatives used to be very, I would say, silent and thinking in their own side without debating in the media, want now to have a place to express their views and their opinions. And that's much more the change.
Bruno Jambard, Director General of the French Polling Institute Opinion Way, on the line here in Paris. Thank you so much for speaking to Radio France International.
You're welcome.